Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast. And now, the Disney Parks Podcast infotainment segment.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John, and with me, as always, is a lovable, huggable, my best friend, Mr. Tony Castelnova, and we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about all the great announcements from D23 Expo about the new Toy Story Land coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios in Florida. We're really excited about that. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get into some kind of the things that we really wish they'd said, the things they said, what we're looking forward to, kind of dreaming about that. But before we do that, I have a couple of little bits of housekeeping. One of the first things is if you would go to iTunes and give the Disney Parks Podcast a review, we would really appreciate that. That helps us out more than you know. And a couple moments out of your day telling us, you know, if we're doing a good job, how we're doing, you know, let us know what you like and let us know how we could be better. That would be one of those things. Give us a little review over there and that would help us out a lot. The other thing is, if you like the show, you like Tony, you like myself, share it with a friend. Find somebody that you know that loves Disney that would love to hear about, you know, a couple of knuckleheads who just love the parks, who just want to talk about it. And we have great interviews. As you know, you're already listening to the show. Share it with a friend. Maybe share something that we post on Facebook. You know, get the word out a little bit. Help us out that way. That would be the best way that you could help us out. And we would sincerely appreciate it.
For this show, John, I brought my friend with me today.
Your friend?
Yes.
I am Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger. Are you playing
with dolls again?
I am. I figured Awesome. Since we're going to talk about Toy Story Land, I should have my buddy Buzz here.
Good for you. Are you wearing the mask?
I should be.
for those of you who don't know, I got a chance to go over to Disneyland Paris two years ago, and they sell some merchandise over there that we don't have over here. One of the things I brought back for Sid was a Stitch backpack, and one of the things I brought back for my buddy Tony was a Buzz Lightyear mask. Now, it's like one of those old school, you know, vinyl masks that's got the little piece of elastic on the back. And so he wears that occasionally. He's a big fan.
I'm Buzz.
He's Buzz. And before we get into all that, T, we need to tell them about our friends over at Magic Your Band. You know, they've gone the extra mile for fans of the show, and they've created a very special coupon code. So if you go to magicyourband.com, you can find a wide assortment of different designs for not only your Magic Band, but they have a lot of other things there as well. But maybe let's say you've got one of those really ugly gray Magic Bands. Maybe you didn't get a chance to get your favorite color when you made your park reservations, or maybe you didn't know when you got your annual pass and you ordered a gray Magic Band, or maybe you're just tired of the same old color. Well, Magic Your Bands is a great option because they make these incredible stickers that you put on your Magic Bands. They can add a lot of personality. You can have your own custom design. You can put, you know, a husband, wife. You can do anything you want to. They have great designs, especially coming up for the holidays. They've got some really cool Halloween Magic Bands designs that you can purchase. But whatever you find there, when you go to checkout, if you use Disney Parks Podcast, all one word, you get an additional 10% off any other coupon or any other offer that they've got. On top of that, you take 10% off if you use the promo code Disney Parks Podcast. We want to thank you guys over at Magic Your Bands for that. Go over there. Tell them that you love their product as much as we do. Tell them that you heard about them from Disney Parks Podcast. And that would help us out. And we look forward to seeing what you choose to put on your Magic Bands when we see you in the parks.
Yeah, feel free to post your pictures on Facebook. We'd love to see them.
All right, buddy.
All right. I was, you know, I kind of, I think we all knew this was coming, that something was coming. Toy Story Land, Pixar Place, whatever they were going to call it, we don't care. But I think we all knew that something was going to happen at the Hollywood Studios, and kind of excited that they, you know, they're dedicating 11 acres to this venture. All right. So the Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Florida, and that's the one thing that they didn't mention at D23, is the new name of the park. I think they're still mulling that one over, John. I think they heard your suggestion. They're just not ready to announce your suggestion.
What, the Hollywood Studios is going to be Hollywood Adventure?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's whatever. I'm sure that they're going to go with Disney's Hollywood Adventure, but who knows? You know, it could be something even cooler.
Yeah. So the reimagining of Disney's Hollywood Studio will take guests to infinity and beyond, allowing them to step into the world of their favorite films, starring with the Toy Story Land. This 11 new acres will transport guests into the adventurous outdoors of Andy's backyard. Isn't that where Sid tried to kill some of the toys?
Yeah, just to be clear, not Park Hopper Sid.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to go there then. Guests will think they've been shrunk down to the size of Woody and Buzz as they are surrounded by oversized toys that Andy has assembled using his vivid imagination. Using toys like building blocks, plastic buckets, and shovels, and game board pieces, Andy has designed the perfect setting for his land, which will include two new attractions for any Disney park and one expanded favorite. So I am excited and I am on board for that. So let's talk about the first one. The first thing up is a family-friendly roller coaster, all on the back of Slinky Dog. This coaster will zip and zoom and plunge and coast as it takes guests on a fun-filled, toy-filled adventure throughout the new land. And if you look at this, the way they've done it in the concept drawing, it kind of crisscrosses the park. It's not just like in one little area. It kind of goes from like one area all the way to the other side of the park. So it looks like it'll be a lot of fun. And they did have at the expo, and you can find this online if you Google it, kind of a POV if you were riding Slinky Dog roller coaster.
And I've not seen that.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to watch. It is interesting. It has some kind of hippity hops and some, you know, it's not going to turn you upside down. It's not, you know, going to do barrel rolls or any of those things. It's in the vein of, Seven Dwarf Mine Train.
Right.
You know, it's not going to sway back and forth, but it looks like a lot of fun. Right. From the video that they put out. So it looks cool. And it doesn't look like it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be as short and small as, like, Goofy's coaster.
Barnstormer, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot larger and a lot more fun than that. So.
Yeah, and this will be kind of different because most of the thrill rides, most of the attractions like this take place in a small space.
Yeah.
This will be interesting that if Slinky Dog coaster is going to basically encircle the Toy Story Land. I think that'll be fun. That'll be new. That'll be a new experience for some Disney people too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because most of the rides take place, they're pretty compartmentalized.
Right. Right.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, you know, so somebody was also saying that, you know, when you go towards Toy Story Mania right now, there's, you know, the big archway and it says Pixar Place. Somebody said that may come down. That whole archway and sign may come down because it's not going to be Pixar Place. It's going to, not going to be Toy Story Land.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
That is sad because I kind of like that sign. I almost feel like I'm walking on the Pixar lot.
Yep.
You know, and I like that.
Well, I do too. It also squashes the rumor that it'll be more than just Toy Story.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Oh, well.
Yep.
What else is coming, Tony?
So next thing up is our Alien Sorcerer attraction. Now, I'm still having some reservations, but let me read to you what this is. So This famous little green alien from the movies will take guests around for a spin in their very own flying saucer. The music, the lighting, and the sound effects will be added to the flurry of action while the claw looms over. Now, is this like our Luigi's tires, or is this, you know, like Mater's Roundup?
I have a third idea.
Okay.
Dumbo.
You think it's going to be that simple?
I think it will be.
Now, they're saying two new that have never been done in parks before.
Well, they have roller coasters in other parks.
They do.
You know, they've not done the Alien Saucer, and they've not done the Slinky Dog.
Yeah.
So I think that's how they're getting away with it. I want to be wrong. What I really want is for you to walk into this big show area, and it's this crazy alien space thing, and you're inside the claw machine toy. Right. You know, I want that.
Yeah.
So in typical Disney fashion, they're going to go with a Dumbo ride because that's easy. They've done that before.
Yeah.
People stand in line to ride Dumbo, and they stand in line to ride Aladdin, even though it's the same exact attraction.
Yeah.
So they'll stand in line to ride this as well. Not that I'm cynical, but I am cynical.
Yeah. I wish they would go more towards the Luigi, but make it work correctly.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not going to do that, then I think this needs something with more throughput than a Dumbo ride.
Right.
You know, they need to get, you know, 1,200 guests per hour, I think, through whatever they put in this, because it's going to be very popular.
Right.
You know, if you can't get on Toy Story Mania, you're going to do the other two things in this land, and that, you know, will be the Slinky Coaster thing and this Alien Saucer attraction. And I think the throughput on these two things has got to be, you know, in the 1,200 guests per hour range. Otherwise, it's just not going to do it, you know. You're just going to be watching people stand online all day. And then the last and final thing, of which we already have, is Toy Story Mania. They're just going to do an expansion and add a third track to that attraction. So, great. They could add probably two more.
Right.
And it still won't be enough.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
But it'll give guests a fighting chance.
Yeah, right.
Last time I rode that attraction was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. All right, so... I don't know how, but my friend Diane always seems to get a fast pass for this. Now, we were there last week. We had a fast pass. It was for 7 o'clock p.m., I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe a little bit earlier. Maybe 6 o'clock p.m. The attraction was down for 6 hours that day.
Oh.
So, this is what happened.
Oh, boy.
They were not allowing anybody in the standby line. They were only having a fast pass line. And the fast pass line went all the way to One Man's Dream. Because it was down for 6 hours. So every single person that had a fast pass was trying to stand in this line to get on this, you know. So what would normally take you minutes now took you 20 minutes. To do, because they had a backup.
Wow.
So we went on it, and half of the games that we did didn't work. There was just nothing on the screen. So there we are sitting with our little, you know, things.
Pew, pew.
Yeah, doing nothing.
Oh, that stinks. Nothing.
So we got off and we told the woman, the cast member that was there, we said, hey, that was great. Really enjoyed it. But half of them weren't working. She goes, really? I said, well, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. She goes, all right, get back in the car. So she let us go again. And we did. We went again.
And did they work that time?
They did. They did.
Wow. Good for you, my friend.
Yeah. So we had fun. You know, but that's what you get for having Windows operating systems running your attractions.
They're not running Linux.
No, they're running Windows. I know that for a fact. Well. Yeah. Yeah.
Da 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 da. Yeah. Suck.
Hopefully they didn't upgrade to Windows 10.
Oh, yeah, don't get me started. I updated the other day, and for the most part, I'm okay.
So some of the things I read that I think might have to happen in order for some of these changes to happen. So, you know, a lot of the character meet and greets are gone way of the dodo. The animation building is shut down. So all the character meet and greets, Sorcerer Mickey is gone from there. The Incredibles, Baymax, all of those characters are now kind of homeless,
right?
In a sense. Sorcerer Mickey has been shuffled over to the Hollywood backlot area. Very weird place to put Sorcerer Mickey, but okay.
I put him somewhere.
Right. So that's okay. The other rumor here that's going around is Olaf will be getting his own permanent meet and greet space somewhere in the studios with a dedicated queue area that will be themed to Olaf.
Yay.
I have not met the Olaf and the character Olaf. Right. I've only seen like the, you know, the plastic Olaf that they keep moving around.
I've not met either of the princesses. I've not met Olaf.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I, you know, that's great. I think that it's good that Olaf's coming out. I do feel bad about.
What do you mean Olaf's coming out?
That's coming out with his own permanent.
Oh, okay.
You know, because apparently outside of Epcot, Hollywood Studios is the official home of all things Frozen.
Right.
I do feel a little bit bad. I'm excited that they're bringing in the, you know, and all those closings for those characters are due to the new launch pad.
Right.
Or lunch pad or whatever they're calling it for the Star Wars area.
Right. Lunchbox.
And what'd you say?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. Yeah. I do feel a little bit bad about that, but I think that once, you know, they actually break ground and create, you know, some more Star Wars land, you know, it'll hopefully go back. I'm most concerned. This is what will chap my hide the worst. A, I don't know where the Toy Story Land is going to begin. So I know they've got that. It used to be the Captain Jack experience.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
If that's going to work, if that's where they're going to put Olaf, that works. That's fine with me. What's really going to burn me, and I'll go ahead and I'll go on the record. This will make me really seriously consider annual passes, is if they take out One Man's Dream and make that the Olaf meet and greet.
Mm.
I may lose my mind.
Yeah. So here's my two cents. I was looking at a Google map the other day, and I'm saying to myself, okay, if they're going to keep the Toy Story Land on the right-hand side where Toy Story Mania is, because I think they're going to want to incorporate that into Toy Story Land, unless they're going to move the whole building, unless no. Disney has those magical capabilities. Yes, I think One Man's Dream is going to go out of that building.
Right.
I've heard rumors that it's not going to disappear. They're going to relocate it and put it somewhere else.
That'd be great.
If they do that, I am okay with that. I'm for that. I understand you need that space, and I think it's going to go all the way from like One Man's Dream, Jack Sparrow. It's going to consume the current Midway Mania, and it's going to take up the Backlot Tour, and then maybe even further. I don't know if it will take up the space where Knights Motor Action is, or if it'll leave that there and then just kind of consume around that area, which is not much space backstage for that. So maybe some of the Streets of America will have to go. I'm not sure. But there's really not a lot of open area on the right-hand side of the park. There's a lot of infrastructure in that area that they would either have to move, you know, to some other place and then use that area or do something else. I don't know. So we'll have to see. The other rumor I heard is there's going to be a new villain show. There'll be a brand new villain show, and this may even happen sooner than any of these Star Wars Land happening or Toy Story Land happening, that will involve multiple villains visiting a lounge with Dr. Filicillier as the proprietor.
That'd be interesting.
Yep, I have a feeling if they do that show, it's going to happen in the Hyperion Theater, a.k.a. American Idol Theater.
Oh, yeah. That would not be too bad.
Because Frozen ends September 7th, and I don't think they want that building sitting idle. So maybe they have this show kind of queued up. I've heard online that they already have bids out for actors and actresses for the show already. Mm. So there is a bids out in the, you know, Disney uses union workers for these parts. So they are in a hiring mode for new entertainment talent. So that may happen then, you know, if that's the case. So
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think that would be neat. I mean, I'm all for new stuff. I mean, I know I sound pretty crotchety about some things, but, you know, bringing in a new villain story would be great. I would love them to have something. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I know we've got the meet and greet. The Toy Story meet and greet is going to stay where it is if they're keeping Midway Mania where it's at. You know, I would love for there to be something really cool about, you know, I don't remember if they've mentioned dining or anything in the Toy Story Land, but surely they're going to have some stuff there too.
Yeah.
I would love to see them to bring in a show or some sort of draw that would pull guests in there as well. I know, you know, once Star Wars gets in there, they're going to be pulling guests that way. And
yeah. You know, well, the smart thing to do would be close down Pizza Planet where it is in its current location and move it to the Toy Story Land. And then that would allow, that building to free up for Star Wars Land expansion in that area. Because I have a feeling Star Wars will consume that building anyway.
Yeah.
And the other thing I heard, you know, the Incredibles are homeless right now, and I believe they are coming back sooner rather than later. They're just trying to find a place to put them right now, too. So if you're looking for the Incredibles, and I'm not sure about Baymax, you know, he, I believe, has to be indoors because he is a little bit more fragile, as we say in Italy, than some of the other characters due to the, you know, the blow-up nature of him.
Right. So what have you heard about Muppets? Is it gone? Is it going to be going away?
I've heard, you know, both sides of it. I've heard, yes, it is going away. I've heard, no, it's not going away. I've heard, you know, with the new TV show, you know, it's not going to go away. I've heard with the new TV show, it is going to go away. So I don't know. In my opinion, I don't think they'll take it out. It
seems silly.
Yeah, it really does. Could it use a rehaul?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think the theater can use an update. I think the movie can use an update.
Mm-hmm.
The special effects are a little dated. So, yeah, I think it could use a good rehab. But, you know, the problem with that is I don't think they can do that until the other two things are done.
Right.
Because if they take one more thing out of that park,
oh, yeah.
There'll really be nothing to do there soon. Yeah.
And soon, the summer ending, Frozen Summer is going to be gone at the end of this month, I think at the end of September, right?
September 7th.
But we'll still, you know, we'll have, I know they've already started putting up the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights. That's great.
Yep.
This May, I've heard this rumor for years, with Star Wars Land coming in. You know, this may one of the last years that this is appearing in the form that it's in because of Star Wars and or Toy Story come in. Right. You know, they're going to have to put them somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, Main Street USA would be cool, but they won't do that because they've got other things there. Maybe the Main Street in Hollywood, but that would be weird.
The perfect place to put them again, not again, but would be in Epcot. I don't know if you ever remember of the
archways.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do.
So I believe that the archway that is in the studio is the old archway from Epcot.
Probably is.
Yeah, it's got to be. So I think they can do up that whole area, do up, you know, that whole area between Future World and World Showcase. I think they could do the plants, the lights, the trees, the, you know, everything like that. You know.
Yeah, you could use the lights and encircle the, I don't know what they call them, when you're on the walkway going from Future World to World Showcase. What do they call that? Is that the promenade?
Yeah, I think it's called the Promenade.
The two lakes on either side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could certainly do some really cool stuff around there. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to try to shoehorn anything, but you know, there's.
Wouldn't it be fun if they covered Spaceship Earth in lights?
Oh yeah, that'd be neat. That'd be a whole lot better than the Mickey wand.
You know, make it. You know, if they strung them all, like, you know, from top to bottom in nice little lines, the dancing show that they could put on with the lights on that, yeah, that would on be that. Cool. You know, I think that would be a very cool place. That would be awesome.
Yes. It would be awesome. The only other place that I think they could get away with Osborne Family dancing lights that would make sense would be Disney Springs.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be another good place.
You know, but there's a lot of action in the stores, so I don't know if that would be, you know, prohibitive, but that'd be kind of cool if they did something like that at Disney Springs. That'd be kind of neat. That'd be neat if you were a guest over at, oh my gosh.
Saratoga
Springs. And then to see the lights going, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Mommy, turn off the lights. I can't sleep.
Right.
Hey, you know, all right. So I'm interested to know what you all think. You know, me and John, you know, what the hell do we know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like podcast crazy Disney fans.
Is this enough? You're going to have you're going to have three attractions.
Yeah, it's not enough.
We already have.
It's not enough for me. it's really not. It's a good start.
Sure.
It's a good start, but it's not enough. We missed a couple things. One, like you said, we need shops. There needs to be, you know, some really cool shops here. There needs to be probably one good sit down, I believe, and one good quick service.
Right.
In this land, and then you got to do something like that over in Star Wars Land too.
Yeah.
We know we're going to get a cantina, but there's got to be something else over there.
I think this is where Woody's Roundup becomes a stage show.
Yep.
A la the Hoop-De-Doo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think, and here's my one downside. I mean, I know there's a lot of different ways you can go with, you know, the Sunnyvale? The little daycares?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Al's Toy Barn.
Right.
I mean, I get the concept. You've got a lot of really cool things that you could do. However, this is one of the things that I was a little disappointed they didn't go with more of a Pixar theme, because you could do more. I mean, we're going to have shops. Great. And we know that Disney is going to have all sorts of different merchandise in these shops. But wouldn't it have been cooler if it was a Pixar-themed area that had all sorts of really cool Pixar merchandise?
Right.
Not just Toy Story. I mean, I know they're going to have it, but, you know, I just think it's a little short-sighted. But, you know, what do I know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if it was a Pixar place, then you could add multiple lands, and each land was a movie franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could add Toy Story Land, Nemo Land, you know, Bugs Life Land, Incredible Land, you know.
Right. Or you could have attractions based on the movies. You could have an Incredible Ride. You can have a, you know, Bugs Life, you know, kids area, you know, take over that Honey, I, you know, this is where the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids area could get a refurb and become Bugs Life. You know, don't think that hasn't been lost on me.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really cool things you could do, but that's not the way this is going. Again, 180 degrees opposite what makes sense. They're going to go with Toy Story. Great. Yeah. I think we need at least one or two good eating areas. You know, I think that meet and greets, I think it's wonderful we're going to have the meet and greet. I want this to be a great land. I want Tony Castelnuovo to cry when he walks in it. That's what I want. And I'm really, I know I'm being a little facetious, but I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, and I'm going to be the same way with Star Wars.
Right.
Because I love Star Wars since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And if that Star Wars area sucks rocks.
Yeah.
Bob, there's not a place that Bob Iger can hide that he and I are not going to have a little chat. That's not a threat of violence. I want to have an honest, open discord
Right.
As a shareholder, he and I need to have a chat. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's bob.iger@disney.com.
Right. That, because he checks his email every day, I'm sure.
I'm sure his assistant has a delete button.
I'm sure she does, or he does. Yeah. But that's what I think. And Tony's talking about what he thinks. What do you think?
Right.
You know, you're a pass holder, or you're someone who visits the parks fairly regularly. What do you think? What I asked this question about Star Wars Land, mm-hmm. and I answered it my way. What do they have to do here for this to be successful?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. Good question. I want to hear the answer to.
Yep. One of these days, Bob Iger's going to call us and say, I hear you guys talking about me.
Listen, if that ever happens, I'm hitting the record button.
Yeah. The one that I'm most nervous about is if Eisner calls me.
Well, we tried to get him on the show, but that's...
I've given him unmitigated crap for the entire time we've been on this podcast.
I think if John Lasseter called, I would probably just fall out of my chair.
God, crap myself.
Excuse me, Tony. This is John Lasseter. Excuse me? Who? Wait, hold on. I have to pick myself up off the floor now. Speaking of John Lasseter, if you've been paying attention on the internet, you know, they were selling the John Lasseter signature shirts at D23. Mm-hmm. They're now selling for $399 on eBay. And the shirt was only purchased for $99. So it's a 400% markup. Good job, John. Thank you.
I didn't do that.
No, John Lasseter.
Oh, Lasseter?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing worth a $400, 400% markup.
Yeah.
So. I don't care what it is.
Okay. All right, so send your Toy Story Land suggestions to Disney Parks Podcast at gmail.com. You can tweet us, Facebook us, any way you want to get in touch with us. You know what?
What?
Come to meet us at our next meetup, and you can tell us all about it right there in person.
We'll have a spirited discussion.
Face-to-face. Imano.
And a cocktail, I'm sure.
Yeah. Disney fan to Disney fan. Eye to eye. With Buzz Lightbeer. Go ahead, Buzz. Say goodbye. That's it. Okay, as we say around here, I am Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger.
No need to raise your voice. I can hear you perfectly fine.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.